Chapter 2, The Bet. It was 6:10 in the evening at the Reform Club. Phileas Fogg was in the card room. This year he was at a card table with the same five men as yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that. Phileas Fogg and the five men didn't usually talk when they played cards. But this evening, before the game started, the men talked about a newspaper story. A thief walked into the Bank of England and took £55,000. Then he walked out again. One of the men at the card table, Ralph, had a very good job at the Bank of England. "They'll catch the man," Ralph said. "The best detectives are at every port. They know that the man is tall. He wears expensive clothes. They 11 find him this year."
"Oh, I don't know," said Stuart. Another man at the table, "The world is a very big place."
"It was a big place," said Phileas Fogg.
"What do you mean,
was?"
"Is it smaller now?" said Stuart.
"Yes," said Ralph. "I think Mr. Fogg is right. You can go round the world more quickly now."
"All right," said Stuart. "You can go round the world in about 3 months.
But that doesn't mean, dot single quote.
"Not 3 months," said Phileas Fogg.
80 days.
"Fogg's right," said Ralph. "The Rohil to Allahabad Railway in India is open now. Look, today's Times has a timetable for a journey round the world," and he showed them on the center page of the paper. "London to Suez, railway and ship 7 days, Suez to Bombay, ship 13, Bombay to Calcutta, railway 3, Calcutta to Hong Kong, ship 13, Hong Kong to Yokohama, ship 6, Yokohama to San Francisco, ship 22, San Francisco to New York, railway 7, New York to London, ship and railway 9,
80 days.
"Yes," said Stuart,
80 days.
"It's all right on paper. But a lot of things can happen in 80 days. They can stop you on the way."
"No, they can't, Mr. Stuart," said Phileas Fogg.
"Well, why don't you try,
Mr. Fogg,
single quote, go round the world in 80 days, said Phileas Fogg.
"All right, I have £20,000 in Barings Bank. I'll bet all of it."
£20,000, cried Ralph. "Something will happen on the journey, and you'll lose all your money."
"Nothing will stop me," Phileas Fogg said.
In the end, Phileas Fogg's five friends took the bet. "Each person will pay you £4,000. That's £20,000. When we see you again here in the Reform Club in 80 days at the end of your journey round the world," said Ralph, "or you have to pay us £20,000. That's the bet." Phileas Fogg thought for a minute. "Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of October, so I have to be back here in this room in the Reform Club on Saturday, the 21st of December at 8:45 in the evening. At 7:25, Phileas Fogg said good night to his friends and left the Reform Club. At 7:50, he opened the door of his house in Savile Row and went in.
"Mr. Fogg, is that you?" said Passepartout. He looked at the timetable.
This was not on the timetable. "We are leaving in 10 minutes for Dover and Calais," said Phileas Fogg. "We are going round the world." Passepartout's eyes opened wide, very wide. He opened his arms, then jumped on one leg.
"Round the world," he said.
"In 80 days," said Phileas Fogg.
"We have to go now.
Now, single quote,
but your bags,
single quote."
"I'm not taking any bags."
"Well, one small bag. We can buy things on the way.
Bring down my coat.
Wear strong shoes.
Move."
Single quote.
At 8 o'clock, Passepartout was ready with a small bag.
A quiet life, he thought.
Where is my quiet life?
Single quote.
Phileas Fogg was ready. He had a book under his arm.
Bradshaw's, a railway and ship timetable. He took the bag from Passepartout and put a lot of money into it. Then he gave the bag to Passepartout. "Look after it," he said. "There's £20,000 in it." At the station, Phileas Fogg saw his five friends from the Reform Club. "You're here to say goodbye. That's kind," he said. "I'll have stamps in my passport for each country. You can see them when I come back."
"We won't look at your passport," said Ralph. "You're an Englishman." At 8.40,
Phileas Fogg and Passepartout took their places in the train. And at 8.45 the train started. Some days later, the police at Scotland Yard had a letter from their detective, Detective Fix, Sewers, the 9th of October, to Scotland Yard, London. "I am following the bank thief. Phileas Fogg, send a warrant to Bombay now." Fix, Detective,